Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Hey. Well, we're holding at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Omud Beit. And let me just remind you that we got into a hassle yesterday, which was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about what the din is with a case where you would be chayav malchus if you did get hasra, but you would be potter if you didn't get hasra. So we ended up, because of the fact that Reish Lakish stubbornly refused to explain that the difference between the Mishnah in Masechet Makot that says that a person who rapes his sister is chayav malchus, and in our Mishnah, where a person who rapes his sister is chayav tashlumin, and Reish Lakish refused to take the simple solution that in the Mishnah in Malkus, it's talking about that he was given hatra'ah for Malkus. And in our Mishnah, it's talking about that he was not given hatra'ah for Malkus, and therefore he pays, because there are no Malkus. Great solution. Couldn't be easier. The reason that Reish Lakish offered was a very important yesod. I can't give you that answer, said Reish Lakish, because the din of the ptur on something that you're chayav malchus on is not because you actually get the malchus, it's because it's the type of iser that's b'chayav malchus. And the same thing is true of misa. If somebody does something for which he would be chayav misa if he was to do it b'mezid, so then even if he didn't do it b'mezid, so it's chayav mitot shogegin, there still would be a din of kom lebin arabamine, because kom lebin arabamine is not because he gets the greater onesh. It's because what he did is subsumed within a more serious issue that Momon cannot address. That's the point, which of course is an extremely different way of looking at the nature of the Torah's chiyuvim and the interrelationship between those chiyuvim and morality, you understand. Tremendous difference. As even when we're looking for compensation, it's based on yesodos of how we view the act. So think about that a little bit. But anyway, that difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, what do I care whether he got hatra'ah or not, is today's topic. What exactly were the proofs that Reish Lakish brought to his approach that if the act is an act that could be chayav malchus, then there's no tashlumi? Or, Rabbi Yochanan, only if the act actually caused you to receive the einish of Malkus, then you're potter from Tashlumi. Let's take a look, therefore, at that machlokas now, starting at the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, in which each side tries to prove the approach that they're taking. Eitve, this is one line up from the bottom, last word on the line. Eitve Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish points out to Rabbi Yochanan that l'chora the only way to understand the Torah is that you do not need to get malchus. You just need to have done something that could theoretically have been chayev malchus. Why is that? Because take a look at the case of velo ye'ason anosh ye'anesh. So what's the case over there? As we know, so all of this is in Mishpatim. Two men are fighting with each other, and then with no intent to actually harm an innocent bystander who happens to be a pregnant woman, she is hit by a stray bullet, and she loses the fetus. So it says over there, v'nakfui shahara, v'yatsu yiladeha, v'lo yiye ason, anosh yanesh. Now let's understand those words. The pashtus of those words are, if there was no great tragedy, meaning l'chora, that the woman was not killed, then he has to pay. Anoshi anesh kasher yashit alav ba'al harisha v'natan b'flilim, according to whatever the suit is by the husband, and that's what he's going to have to pay, which we call t'mei vladot. Gavi, t'mei vladot, please, in your list. So, says Reish Lakish. Now, how do you understand those words? I mean, doesn't it mean, my love, ason mamash, that there was no ason, meaning that the woman didn't die? So what would that show? That shows that in the event that the woman dies, there will be no punishment in terms of mammon. And we're certainly not talking about over there where he got hatra. Ah, these are guys that are fighting with each other, nothing to do with the woman. She's killed with a stray bullet. And the point over there is, if you hold, amit kaven laharog et zev harog et zechayav, then this would be an act of a chiyav misa, whether or not the guy got hatra. So you see clearly, like me, if the woman died, that's our only interest. Did she die or not? Don't start telling me, says the Torah, so to speak, don't start telling me that it depends on whether the guy is going to die, meaning the murderer is going to die. That's irrelevant. What's important is whether the woman died, Rabbi Yochanan. That's what's important. So what does that mean? That even though the murderer gets away scot-free, he doesn't pay. Why? Because he committed a murder and the woman died. What about your idea that he has to actually be killed? Nothing about that. So you see that the Torah takes for granted that it's the chait that he does, the act that he does that is capable of creating a capital crime in which he would be killed in Beis Din. There is no tashlumin, period. Says Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, I disagree very deeply. I say that the word v'lo ye'ason means that the guy, the murderer, if the murderer is not in a state of tragedy, meaning that he is going to be killed, then he pays. Not if the woman dies, because that's not the point. If the woman dies and he didn't get hatra'ah, then there wouldn't be any tragedy from his point of view. Therefore, it's referring to the din of the aser. As a matter of fact, some turn this around, and they say it was actually Rabbi Yochanan's kasha to Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan said, when it says v'lo yiye ason, anosh ye anesh, what do you think that means? It means obviously like what I'm saying, doesn't it? That the guy is not killed. My love, din ason. To which Reish Lakish replies, absolutely not. It means kipshuto, lo yiye ason, means that the woman didn't die. Now, let's consider this for a moment, because on the surface, it appears to be ridiculous. How do you read the pasuk? How does any naive reader read the pasuk? Like Rabbi Yochanan or like Reish Lakish? If the woman didn't die, or if she did die, isn't that the pashtus? So what the heck is Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, I understand Rabbi Yochanan wants to dray a cup, and he wants to say, no, we'll force it in, and we'll shoehorn it in, but Rabbi Yochanan's going to ask it as a kasha to Reish Lakish? That's crazy. How can he ask it as a kasha to Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yisai, he can ask it as a beautiful kasha to Reish Lakish. Because the din is that the Torah continues with, and what if there will be an ason? The imi ason, then what's the din? The din is that the guy is killed, correct? Okay, so then im iya ason, he's going to have to actually die. According to Reish Lakish, the idea over here of im iya ason has nothing to do with whether he got hatra'ah or not. That's what we say, according to Reish Lakish, right? So therefore, im lo iya ason anosh yanesh means if the woman didn't die. And if the woman did die, then imiya ason, what would be the din? The din would be that he would kill. So imiya ason, then vinatata nefesh tachat nefesh. It means we're going to kill him. Excuse me, Reish Lakish, will we kill him without hatra'ah? Will we or not? You don't say we're going to kill him, right? Okay, so then what would the meaning imply in the case of imiya ason? That the woman died? No, that's not enough. Just because the woman died, we're not going to kill him. So therefore, what is the implication of the words imiya ason? If the woman dies and he got hatra'ah so that he can die, I mean, come on, Reish Lakish. Lo yason, you say, has nothing to do with him. It only has to do with the woman. But imiya ason, now that has to be defined as, and he got hatra'ah. This is reasonable to you? The way I'm learning, it's perfectly parallel. Im yason, and the guy is im lo yason, and the guy is potter from Misa, then he is anush yanesh. And im yason, and the guy is actually chai of Misa with Asra, then nefesh benefesh. So doesn't that show that I'm right? And the issue is not the woman. The issue ultimately is the impact of the woman's death on him. Yes, yes, yes. So you see that there's no such concept of chayve misa shogegin. It's only if it's actually carried out. There, says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, that proves what I'm saying. To which Reish Lakish says, look, I can shoehorn it in to mean Asson Mamash. There, you're right. Okay, so it's not exactly parallel. Agreed. Omar Rava, hold on a second here. I always understood that the Machlokas Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish was Nogea Chayve Malkas Shogegin, not Chayve Misa Shogegin. Now you're telling me that according to Reb Yochanan, there's not even a din of being potter because of Kum Leib Rabimine, even where the Chiyav was a Chiyav of Misa? Nobody holds that. How can they hold that if there's a Beferish of Brisa that can convey that from the Psukim? You're telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to actually carry out a chiyuv misa before the person is potter from tashlumin. But we have that famous brisa of the Tanna Dvei Chizkiya. The Torah puts together very strangely, makeh behema yishalmena umakeh adam yumat. What? I mean, like, what's the point? Aren't those two completely different worlds? I mean, one is talking about civil law, questions of payment for damages caused, and the other is talking about criminal law, murder. I mean, like, what is the Torah putting together with the same words, Makeh Adam and Makeh Behemah, as if there's something that is to be understood as being fundamentally the same? So therefore, what we have to understand is that the Torah is actually making a hekesh between the two to tell me, do you understand that when I say makeh behemah, does it make any difference whether you damage the other person's animal on purpose or by accident, or whether you meant to hit this animal and you hit another animal? Does it matter whether you were moving up or moving down, which is a difference in cases of golos, that you're only chayav if you are moving downwards, not if you're going upwards? None of this makes the slightest difference at all, right? You can never potter him. You're always going to be lechayva mama. And there will be no distinction whatsoever in any of these cases. The chiddush of the Torah here is that is true about Makeh Adam as well. Just like by Makeh Behemah, there's no difference in the circumstances of the case, so too by Makeh Adam, there's no difference in the circumstances of the case. I don't care whether we're talking about Shogeg, Mezid, Mitkaven, Eino Mitkaven, Derech Yirida, Derech Aliyah. There is no way to be Mechayev this person to pay. Instead, you're going to potter him because he is involved in having done something which is potentially a source of a key of Misa. So it's openly, the Torah has taught us that there's a din of the Ptur of Kom Leib Rabamine, B'chayve Misa, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, whether there is a key of a Misa, there's no key of a Misa. What is all of this discussion around Im Yehason, Im Lo Yehason? This is ridiculous. But you're making your own drushes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have over your hekesh in the Torah. So that something is wrong about the so-called opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that there's no such thing as chayve misa shogegin. We never find a braita that says otherwise than the famous braita of the Tanna Dvei Chizkiya. Ela kiyata Ravin Amar. I tell you, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. The machlokis was like this. When it comes to chayve mitot shogegin, everybody agrees that they were potter. Rabbi Yochanan agreed, Reish Lakish agrees. There's no argument about that. The machlokis was bedavka, whether we could use the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to malchus, that it makes a difference whether you got the malchus or you didn't get the malchus. That's the whole approach of Rabbi Yochanan in answering the contradiction between Masechet Makot Mishnah and Masechet Ketuvot Mishnah, right? So therefore, how come the Rebbe is not dancing? What's going on here? Tell me something. 70 years from now, would you dance to have a chance at this morning and this being together? Yeah? You dance to the sky, baby. So why the heck do we have to wait now for 70 years? Can't you dance now? Und as der Rebbe tanzt, Und als der Rebbe tanzt, tanzen alle Chassidim. No. Okay. I don't want to scare him away from coming another day, you know. I have to be very careful with the Rebbe. So fine. So that's where the machlokas was. B'chai v'malkas shogegin with mammon v'dover acher. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, chai v'malkas shogegin, there's no din of risha achas. Over there, you will still have to pay. And according to Reish Lakish, there, that's where their machlokas is. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, chai v'misas, iskush, you're absolutely right about the make adam, make behema. But what's the case over there, my dear friend Reish Lakish? The case is that we're talking about murder, specifically, because it's Makeh Adam Yumat, right? Okay, so that's where the Torah compared the din of the Makeh Behema Yishalmena under any and all circumstances to the din of Makeh Adam under any and all circumstances. You're always going to be putter. Where does it say anything about Malkus over there? Excuse me. Chayve Malkus, lo iskush. So what are you making me problems for? I still maintain Malkus is only going to pot you from Tashlumin if it's actually carried out in Beit Din. Reish Lakish says, no, even Malkus is potter, because there's a Peferish Apostle in the Torah that includes the din of Malkus like Mises. Yeah? Where? Echon reap the Torah. Show me. Omar Abaye, apparently, Reish Lakish is relying on the famous Gezeira Shava, where it says, Lo tikhu kofer lenefesh rotseach asher hu rasha lamut, rasha specifically. And by Malkus, it's so amazing that the Torah specifically says, Im bin hakot harasha. So that is telling me that Malkus bin hakot harasha and Rasha Lamut have the same thing in it. Just like the Rasha Lamut patters you from Tashlumin with the assault called Kam Lebed Rabbimine, so too does the Rasha Bin Hakot HaRasha also patters you. Rava says, I can learn it out directly. I don't need, look what you're doing. You're making life so complicated, Reish Lakish. First, you're learning a ton of Echizkia. And you're saying that the Tanit Vechizkiah compares Maka Behema, Maka Adam in cases of Misa. Well, once we know it for Misa, now we need another Gzera Shava, which is going to compare the Dinim of Malkus to Misa. That's very roundabout. You don't need to go roundabout. You can go the way Abai is explaining you. We can go directly to learn Malkus from the same Haka'ah that we did from the Maka Behema. I'm like, Papa Rava, what are you talking about? How could you do that? What does it have to? It never says anything about Malkus there. It says Yumat. So what are you referring to? Hi, Maka. Which Maka? You say we can go directly. Show me. Did you mean Makebe Ma? Makebe Make Adam? That's talking about murder. We all agreed to that. It's not talking about Malkus. Hi, Biktalaktiv. Ah, maybe you're referring to Umake nefesh behema yishalmena, nefesh tachat nefesh, and then right after that, in the very next pasuk, what does it say? The ish ki yitein mum ba'amito, kasher asa kein yease lo. So therefore, we're saying, oh, so apparently the Torah is putting together ish ki yitein mum kein yease, meaning what? That just like he hit his friend, the Beis Din will beat him up too. And that's compared now, you're saying, to the Makeh Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. I mean, I don't object to the Limud, but that's not what you said, man. You said Makeh Makeh, and over here, it says Ki Yitein Mum. I don't see any word Makeh here anywhere. Where's the Makeh? Excuse me? Where's the Makeh? The Makeh was on Makeh Nefesh Behema. Yeah, but where does it say Makeh of the Adam? I love Makeh. This is not quote Makeh, unquote. I didn't mean, said Rava. Come on, stop being so literal. I meant the concept of Hakar. You know darn well that you can make it. We even Zui Bia Zui Shiva, right? What does that mean? It means that we can even make Xerishava of words that have the same general meaning. I mean, we don't need to have an exact quote. What are you getting? You're the one who's getting over literal now. I'm meant haka'a to haka'a. That's all. Now, ask the Gemara. Now you're really confusing me. We went through a whole complicated lima to show that when it came to chovel b'chaveiro, that for sure you're going to pay, right? We had all of the questions. Whatever, all the limudim that we spoke about possibilities before. So now you're changing your mind on me? Now you're telling me that we're talking about somebody who hits somebody else is going to be chayav malchus? And not mammon? I mean, like the past few days, we've been taking for granted that chovel dafka is always in terms of tashlumim. What's going on? Says the Gemara. That no. It's true that the simple meaning of the pasuk is that it's a typical chovel chaveiro, which would be chayev b'tashlumin. However, since we know that that's not true, and that the halacha over there is that you would only pay tashlumin, and here it's talking about the bezdin will beat him up, this is called an im eino inyan. Gavi, please put in im eino inyan. Im eino inyan lahaka'a sheyesh bo shava pruta, teneu inyan lahaka'a shein bo shava pruta. So therefore, we know it can't be referring to real tashlumin. So it's talking, obviously, about a case where there are no tashlumin. Why are there no tashlumin? Because it's less than a shava pruta. And if it's less than a shava pruta, so then you're left with haka'a, meaning that the bezdin is going to punish you with malchus, right? So there you go. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? If there's no, oh man, you're proving to me that you're going to get malchus and that the malchus will pot to you from tashlumin. And then you say, they'll pot to you from the tashlumin that don't exist because there are no tashlumin. What kind of crazy answer is that? If we're going to say it's talking about a case where it was less than a shavar pruta, then the bottom line is, sof, the reason he ain't paying is because there's nothing to pay. Lav bar tashluminu. What kind of crazy imenu inyan is this? You can't have it both ways. Oh, yes, I can. How? Because you're assuming that the only way that we could possibly get into the issue of whether the malchus is going to pot to the tashlumin would of necessity be a case where I caused some level of damage, lost wages, whatever. He had to go to the emergency room, so I owe him for that. No. There is no tashlumin, and that's why there's malchus. So why is it important to say malchus patus from tashlumin? Because how about when I beat the guy up, I tore his beautiful Rebbe-level shirt? Now, those are the kind of shirts, let me tell you, it'll put you into debtor's prison for 2 years. So now, so if you tore his shirt at the same time, now the question is, would you be putter for tearing the shirt? Because since you're going to get malchus, so therefore the malchus would pot to you on the shirt too. That's what it's coming to tell me. It doesn't have to be talking about a case where there's tashlumit for the etzem hako, you see? So I get away with it. I can't have it both ways. And lo tzricha de bahadi de machi, at the same moment that he hit the person, he tore his shirt. Korashi royin delay. And there is what we're talking about, that indeed the din would be over there, that the chovel b'chaveiro is talking about the malchus with the imenu inyan, where there's no tashlumin for the etzim chavala, and that it would potter the chiev on the shirt. Omer le Reb Chiya l'Rava. Getting back to that braita, I don't quite understand it 100%. I mean, it seems to me that we made some serious leaps of assumptions over there. What did the Tana de Vechizkiya say? He said, listen, it's a given. If it says Maka Adam and Maka Behema, so then it's an absolute that by the Maka Behema, it doesn't matter whether you do it b'shogeg, you do it b'mason. Now, hold on 1 minute over here. You did something very tricky because you learned the din of Maka Behema, which has nothing to do with the issue of Kom Le B'Rabba Mine, right? That's not what we were talking about. We're talking about what your intent was. And in the second part, where you said, and let me compare that to Maka Adam, where we are only talking about the din of Kom Le B'Rabba Mine, And there we're saying there won't be any tashlumim, and that's the point that the Torah is making. You would pay for an animal, but you'll never pay for taking a human life because you're going to pay with your life or with the fact that you might have paid with your life in the event that there had been hatra'ah and so on, right? Now, that's very tricky. Suppose I force you to contemplate the question of kum le bin rabimine on the case of the animal itself. If I insist, listen, if you want to make this a hekesh, so let's keep it parallel, okay? The case of the makah behema, how do you know it's talking about on a, never on a Sunday? Maybe it's talking on a Shabbos. Maybe it's talking about when you were mechal on Shabbos with the makah behema, and then it will make a difference. So how do you know? What makes you think that we're talking about where you did something on a normal day of the week, not on Shabbos? There, you're right. It makes no difference. You did a b'shoga, you did a b'mezin. How do you know we're not talking about on Shabbos? And maybe there would be a difference even in terms of the makah behema. So we could say over there that there's a difference between doing it b'shoga and doing it b'mezin. And therefore, it would be teaching exactly the opposite. That if there's a chiyav malchus b'mezin, a chiyav misa b'mezin, then you're potter. But if there's no chiyav misa, then you're chayav. I don't understand. Like, first you make the assumption, and then you're going to prove to me from the hekesh that it's true about the adam as well and the opposite. I don't get it. Says the Gemara, no siree. It cannot be talking about on Shabbos. Why not? Because it says, okay? That means that the two cases have to be parallel. All right, what's the case? Tell me what the case is. If we'd never told the guy that he's going to be chayav misa, there was no hatra'ah. So then there's no hatra'ah. Why does it say yumat? It says over here he's going to die. Not he could die. Not that it's theoretically possible in another case that he would die. He's going to die is what we say. And idelo matrebe, why would it say make adam? Ama yumat? So obviously the pasuk is taken to granted, pshita, that we were atrube, correct? The ibe Shabbat, now you're telling me, and this happened on Shabbos. Maybe, you're saying maybe. So then it's not true that makebe ma yishalmena. Why would it be yishalmena? You're going to be chayim misa for netilas neshama? Uh-huh. So obviously we're talking about on a weekday. We're not talking about on Shabbos. QED, thank you. So now I'm going to go back to understanding the Tanna d'Rabbi Chizkiya the way we did. Now, I have a very serious question. Now, this is a tricky Gemara, gentlemen, and it's beautifully done. Because what the Gemara is going to do now, it's a little bit complicated to follow, but what the Gemara is about to do is show us the interrelatedness of all of the various factors that we've been talking about until now and how they would have to line up properly in order for us to understand the difference between the Mishnah in Masechet Makot and the Mishnah here in Ketuvot. So far, things have been relatively simple because we didn't talk about the interrelationship between the various factors that need to be taken into consideration. Now, up until now, we have discussed many factors that were brought in tangentially, right? Let's talk about for a moment, just to review. What are some of these tangential issues that we've spoken about? It's been an extraordinarily rich experience just getting to the difference between the Maseches Makas Mishnah, the same exact case. Look how rich it is. A simple case. Someone rapes a sister. And that has forced us to contemplate the question of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. Shechita She'ena Ru'uya with raping a sister? What? Yes. Shechita she'ena ru'uya, a davar agurim lamama, a question of a shor haniska, whether you can say haresha chalafanecha, a question of a baba machteret chiyav misa versus a chiyav Shabbos chiyav misa, a question of makot lezeh v'tashlumim lezeh, a question of whether a shoel is mishta'abed for tashlumim at the time that he actually makes the din of the she'ela. The question of whether Maisa Shabbos or Aser or Mutter, and whether that's the Rabbanan or the Araisa, and whether that's for him or for anybody else, right? Unbelievable. The question of whether there's only Dalet Vehei Amra Torah, but not Gimel V'Dalet. Wow. The question of of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera and what cases we could say Shliach L'Dvar Avera. A question of whether Mutra L'Davar HaChamur, Mutra L'Davar HaKal. These are all tangential issues, mind you, right? Okay, fine. So setting the tangential issues aside, which Gavi has already made a long list of, now let's take a look at the directly relevant issues and see how complex that is in trying to interrelate them. So we've been talking now, Chiyuv Misa Shogegin and Chiyuv Malka Shogegin, right? But we need to take into consideration Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona's point that karet is like mita, which forces us to take into consideration Rabbi Yitzchak's point, which is there even a chiyuv malchus in cases of karet when somebody was given hatra'ah for malchus? A question whether in cases where there is shtei rishayot of malchus and tashlumin, whether mishalem ve'eno loke, the way Ula says, or whether loke ve'eno mishalem, the way Rabbi Yochanan says. The question of Rabba's chiddush, that kumlei b'derabba minei only applies to actual monetary chiyuvim, but not to knas, because knas is a completely different type of thing, which chitsha tera. And then the question of Rabbi Meir of lo hashema meviyole de malkot meviyole de tashlumin, and therefore it is possible to be chayav both makas and tashlumin. Now, if we take into consideration all of those eight issues at one time, you have to keep them all in mind at the same time in order to understand this next question. That's why it's so beautifully put. Omar Leirav Papal Abaye, I got one problem. My problem is this. Rabba came up with his big chiddush that he was just trying to explain what it is that Reish Lakish was trying to say as a third option in understanding the Mishnah, right? Option number one, the difference between the two Mishnayos is like Ula said, were there a chiyuv tashlumin or were there no chiyuv tashlumin? Okay, no chiyuv tashlumin in the case of a mefutah, bogeret, so on and so forth, right? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan's simple approach. It's the difference of whether you were given hatra'ah or you were not given hatra'ah. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's approach was, well, it's going according to Rabbi Meir, who says, lo hashema meviyole de malkot, meviyole de tashlumin, which led us to a problem. So then what do you do, according to Rabbi Meir, what do you do with the fact that the Mishnah itself distinguishes between the rape of a daughter and the rape of a sister, one of which is malkus, and one of which is misa, one of which is karis, remember, not really malkus. Even though the Mishnah there says it's malkus, but it's malkus because it's a chi of karis. Which, of course, is not like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that there is no chiyuv malchus in cases where you got hatra on a chiyuv karis. Keep that in mind for a moment, right? So we were worried about the difference. And the way that we understood the difference originally is what it is that Rabbi Meir would say, the difference between malchus local mishalim versus meisur mishalim, right? But remember, Rabba came up with a very brilliant solution. Rabba's solution to what it was that the difference would be between the cases, not the cases in the Mishnah, but the case of Rabbi Meir, is that Rabbi Meir holds that since Knas is a Chiddush, there's no din of a Ptur in Knas of Kom Leibed Rabbi Meir, only of Momon of Kom Leibed Rabbi Meir. Akiva, do me a favor, please. Gavi's trying to outdo us again. Could you please hand me it? Thanks. Thank you. So the question over here is, I want to understand, according to that Chiddush of Rabba, how do you understand the Mishnah? I don't see how he's going to answer the original stira. Because, look, let's go through it. Matnitin kiman mukim lo. Who exactly, according to Rabba, how do we explain our Mishnah in a way that is consistent? Okay? That's what I would like to understand. Because my question is like this. If you're going to say that the din, according to Rabba, is that any time that we come up with a knas, it's a chiddush shechitcha tera b'knas, which would mean that afagav de mikto mishalim, that even in a case where he actually gets Misa, there's no Ptur of Kam Lipin Rabimine. So then Kiman Mukimla. How's he going to answer the Mishnah? Is he going to try to do the same shtick that Reish Lakish did? And he'll say, okay, our Mishnahs are going according to Rabbi Meir. No, you can't use that answer. Because when the Mishnah continues, as we're about to discover, we've spoken about, that if he rapes his daughter, that he would be putter. Reish Lakish can say that. Yes, because according to him, remember, we're talking about Gona v'tovach hayidei shliach. But if he would do it by himself, of course he would have been putter from Dalet Vehei. But Rabba disagrees with that. Rabba says, no, even if you do it yourself, in case of knas, you're chayev. So over here he rapes his daughter, and he's chayev misa. But there's a knas, so he still has to pay the knas. Therefore, the Mishnah is not going to be consistent with Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Rabba. Okay. So no Rabba. And if it's not like, no Rabbi Meir. Okay. And obviously, it can't be like Ula. I mean, that's for sure, because Ula was the one who said exactly the opposite. That if there's Tashlum and we'll only do Tashlum and not Mark, that for sure he's thrown out the window. Right? Okay. So then if that's the case, then who is it like? So you're telling me it's not like Rabbi Meir because of Bito. Maybe you'll tell me, I'll tell you what, it's like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Nechunya ben Akana holds that what? Maybe he also holds Loka Umishalim, which makes sense. He holds like Rabbi Meir, Loka Umishalim, because he says Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos. And because you're Chayiv Kores, the Kores of my Kores, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochu, my Kores is the same as your Misa. And if it wouldn't be Kores, if it would only be for the Chiyuv of Malkus, wouldn't that be enough? What does he talk all the time about Kores? Every Kores is Malkus. So apparently, Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds that only Kores paters, but Malkus would not pater, right? Okay, so therefore he holds like Rabbi Meir. So maybe Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds like Rabbi Meir, but does not hold of this Kiddush that Knas is different. And that's how Rabba would try to explain the Mishnah. Reish Lakish is essentially correct, but substitute Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana for Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana does not hold of Knas being unique. Nope. It ain't going to work. Because what about the case of Achoto? Achoto, forget about the Malkus. Is there Kores for somebody who rapes his sister? Yes. If it's Reb Nechunya ben Akana, is Kores going to pat you from Tashlumin? Yes. And what does the Mishnah say? Chayev in Tashlumin. So scratch that. So it's not Rabbi Meir. It's not Reb Nechunya ben Akana. It's not Ula. Okay. I got an idea. Maybe you'll tell me that actually it's like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, remember, holds that in cases of a Chiyuv Kores, there is no Malkus. Okay. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak obviously doesn't hold to the Mishnah that somebody who rapes his sister is Chayav Malkus. Not true. He's Chayav Kores. So therefore, that Mishnah was going like the Chachamim, but we're going according to Rabbi Yitzchak. And therefore, that's your answer. Another brilliant answer we never thought of, right? Wrong. Why? Because you forgot another one of the cases in the Mishnah. Another one of the cases was somebody who rapes a mamzeres, right? So if you rape a mamzeres, there's certainly no Kores, and there is Malkus, and it says that there is the Knas. So now we still got that problem. How are you going to explain that? Because the idea over there would be we're trying to find an answer that would explain why over there it says Malkus, and yet, even though there is Malkus, there is Knas. So now, there is a way out of this problem, okay? I'll tell you what the way is. Because if he holds, Rabba, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan in the other issue. What was the other issue? The other issue was whether Chayve Malki is Shogigin or Pturim or Chayove. Ah, so then he could always use Rabbi Yochanan's old standby, right? What's Rabbi Yochanan's old standby? The Mishnah Makkah says you're Chayav Makkas because you got Hatra'ah. The Mishnah Ksuvah says you're not Chayav Makkas and therefore you're Mishalim because you didn't get Hatra'ah. And I don't hold it. There's a concept of, well, you could have gotten Hatra'ah. That's irrelevant because I don't hold of Chayav Makkas you're showing again, right? Right. But that would be the only option, mind you. What would happen if Rabbah would hold that there is a concept of Chayav Makkas Shogegin? Oh my God. Then he's up the creek because he can't explain the Mishnah as being the difference between getting Hatra'ah, because there is no difference if he holds a Rish Lakish. He can't explain that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir because the Mishnah makes a difference between the question of the daughter and the question of the sister. And he says Knas, even in the cases of Misa, you would still pay Knas, and there's no kom le'bidarab aminei. He can't say, like Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona, because there's bayachoso, there would not be any case over there of payment, because it's koris. And according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona, koris paters. He can't say it's going to Rabbi Yitzchak, who says there is no malchus, because then how does he explain the case of Mamzeres, where there is malchus? He is up the creek without a paddle, unless he agrees that there's no such thing as Chayvei Malkias Shogegin pottering you, okay? So, I mean, are you ready to go along with this conclusion? That we've got him in a bind. Rabbah's going to have to agree to Rabbi Yochanan because he's Savak Reshlach and Sheikhim Yataritzla. It's true. Al Korchachak Rabbi Yochanan, it's really, look, I mean, there's no choice. He must take for granted that Chayvei Malkias Shogegin is Chayev. You see how beautifully that was done? We took into consideration every last case. So we have the difference between Mamzeres and between Bita and between Achosei in all the various applications of the Mishnah. And we took into consideration every last Shita to see how they would intertwine with the other. And this is brilliant. And that's the only point, really. I mean, okay, so that's the conclusion. Okay, thank you. That's the conclusion. So what did you need to bother me for? And I needed you to understand what the impact is of each case and each element on each other, silly. Okay, fine. So now I got it. Beautiful. Omar Leirav Masna La'abaye. I got another point that I would not like to make. Now you talk to me about Rabbi Yochanan, and so I want to ask, according to Rish Lakish, okay? Now Rish Lakish says that the Torah beferish ripsa Torah chayve malkis kechayve mises. So if that's the case, then there would be no difference, according to him, that Chayvei Misa Shogegin are Pturim because of the famous Brisa, and Chayvei Malkis are also Pturim because of Russia, right? So then who exactly would be the Man D'Omar among the Tanoim who argues on Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona? Because that would mean that you're Chayev Tashlumin even in cases where there is chorus. No, so that would be the simple case where the original issues came up with Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona. Somebody is mechalel Yom Kippur, he lights another guy's barn, and he burns down the barn on Yom Kippur. So over there, it says that you would be chayev. And there is somebody, therefore, who holds, not like Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona. The Mishnah over here also says that you're chayev aknas ba'achoto, meaning that even though there's a chiyuv koris b'achoto, it's not only the question of malchus. So let's bite the bullet. We have to understand now we have two mishnayos in which there is a tana that does not hold that just because you're chiyuv koris that you are potter on tashlumin. Okay, I want to know who that man d'omar is where it says that there's knas b'achoto. So now why are we not going to say that we're pottering him over here? Because of anything that would have to do with Hatra'ah, there's definitely going to be karet, okay? So then if that's the case, that even if the Tana doesn't want to learn out the halacha im lo yason, im ken yason, to be applying to pottering you because of karas, that's true. Okay, I understand. You don't believe Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona's words that karas is going to potter you. But what about the idea of the Chiev of Malkus? I mean, I understand the Chorus won't pot to you, but therefore it makes no difference whether you gave Atra or not. But we do still have the halacha of Lokel Mishalim over here. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no problem because he could say that even if you're going Aliba, Rebbe Meir, there would be no problem. Because remember, he would have that distinction that only he holds. So it could be, therefore, according to Reish Lakish, he's not willing to say what it was that we were assuming according to Rabbah and so on. According to Abaye, remember, that Chayvei Malkus or Chayvei Mises. Well, it could be Rebbe Meir, that's true, because Rebbe Meir holds loko mishale. But it might not necessarily be Rebbe Meir, because it could be Rebbe Yitzchak. Remember that Rebbe Yitzchak says there is no Malkus in cases of a Chiyav of Koras. And he also doesn't hold that the din of a son is going to pot to you in cases of Koras. And therefore, it could be either way. So there, we would be able to say that the Mishnah would work out even according to, either according to Rebbe Meir, and we could say that it would be going according to Rebbe Yitzchak. That's true. Now, the implications for our Mishnah would mean that we can't use Rebbe Yitzchak as an answer, because Rebbe Yitzchak cannot deal with Mamzeres. Remember, Mamzeres is 100% not a Koras, and yes, a Malkus. And therefore, Rebbe Yitzchak is not going to be a solution to understanding the Mishnah. Well, there is no Malkus. There is Malkus. Maybe not in the cases of Bito and not in the cases of Achoso, but what about the case of Mamzeres? And apparently that is going to give us Malkus for Tashlumin. So there's no way that you could say that one Mishnah is Rebbe Yitzchak and one Mishnah is the Rabbanan, because even according to that, you're going to have the problem of answering the question of Mamzeres. So the only thing that you'd be left with would be Rebbe Meir, who would hold loka umishale. And therefore, we could say that that's the machlokas between Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona and Rabbi Meir, whether we have this concept of koras alone pottering or whether loka umishale. Okay, Rabosai, this brings us pretty much up to date. It would be going either according to Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yitzchak. Once again, we now understand all of the various issues that need to be taken into consideration in cases of compensation, whether there would be Malkus for the act along with the compensation, whether that Malkus needed to be with Hasra or even without Hasra, which has to do with Shogigin, would there be Koras with the act, which has to do with Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana? Would Knas be included if we're not talking about the Tashlumin of Mammon? Or if there's partially a knas and partially tashlumin, such in Dalet Ve'e, how would that add up to cases where there might have been a chayve mitzvah shogig in it, or a din of Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakana? All of those issues we need to think about when we're talking about compensation, and therefore it's very central to all of our diyukim here in Maseches Ksuvos of the way that the Torah is providing protection, not only through the normal dinim of assault, which have one halacha, according to Rabbah, as opposed to Knas, which has a completely different halacha. Remember that according to Rabbah, the very addition of Knas, this is such an important thing to see in the context of Ksuvos. According to Rabbah, the very fact that the Torah adds Knas provides an additional layer of protection to the woman. Because even in the event that there are other issues that were involved, such as a chilul Shabbos or some type of chiyav misa because of the relationship per se, he's never going to get away with it because of anything that has to do with kam lebet rabbeinu, not b'shug again and not chayve misa shug again or mezidin. He can't get away with it because there is no din of kam lebet rabbeinu whatever on anything that has to do with knas. And therefore, the addition of knas is a completely new layer in which we're saying, come hell or high water, don't get me involved in all of these complicated cases, because at least the knas is always going to be paid no matter what else is involved. Maybe assault and battery, but in assault and battery, she's no different than anyone else. Remember, the Torah makes it clear to us how to distinguish between all of the five different elements. Incredible. Five different elements in terms of assault and battery versus a completely new understanding of the element of rape and how it is a completely different type of tashlumin. Absolutely brilliant. The way that the Torah has assured the not compensation, but rather the sense of protection and chashivas of a woman, which is the main point that the knas adds, as opposed to the standard type of tashlumin for assault and battery were over there. It doesn't have to do with her womanhood, and therefore the Torah doesn't go out to assert this very special level of protection. All that goes back into the beginning of our Masechta of Shoktu, the Torah itself was Shekedes. All right, everyone, see you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Reb Barnea, I hope Bezrat Hashem very soon to be back in shape. Today I'm almost, as you could see, I mean, I've been in slow motion. Today I'm almost back in shape. These viruses take a very long time to recover the older you get, unfortunately. And I see it's schlepping and schlepping, driving me absolutely nuts. I thought I'd be back already in full swing. But okay. But very much enjoying being with all of you and appreciating your being there and having patience for my slowdown and hopefully for wishing me continued recovery. So, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Kol Tov.